Good evening, citizens. Welcome to Neusatz, a city of shadows and echoes, where the fog settles low and the past never stays buried. Tonight, we cross the river into the domain of stone and silence. Before it was Petrovaradin, it was Petrovaradin, a fortress etched into the hillside like a scar, its walls shaped by war, its tunnels laced with secrets. Here, time doesn't pass. It coils. Empires bled at its gates. Monks built. Soldiers died. Merchants prayed beneath reversed clocks. And always, the fortress watched. This is more than history. It's a reckoning. Join us as we descend into the forgotten chambers of Petrovaradin, the fortress that never sleeps.
Beneath the imposing shadow of Petrovaradin Fortress lies a history as deep as the tunnels it guards. Long before the fortress ever stood, before stone met mortar on that windswept hill, this place was already alive with human hands shaping its destiny. As far back as 4500 BC, signs of settlement appeared here. People drawn, it seems, to the natural refuge of the hill and the lifeblood of the Danube flowing past its base. In the 4th century BC, the Celts arrived. They set down roots. They built their stronghold. Cusum, they called it. But of course, as we know, the Celts were merely the beginning. It wasn't long before the Romans, ever watchful, claimed the hill for themselves. They called it Cusum and turned it into something extraordinary, a true fortress. A northern outpost, teetering at the edges of their empire. A sentinel, not just of stone, but of purpose. Traders passed through its gates. Craftsmen worked tirelessly to outfit Roman legions. And for a time, history flourished there. But when Rome fell, well, so too did Cusum's fortunes. The fortress stood, though, didn't it? Strong, silent. Watching as waves of conquerors came and went. The Huns, Byzantines, Hungarians, each one leaving their mark. Yet it wasn't until the 13th century that the town we know began to truly take root. You see, after the Mongols swept through, King Bela, the 4th of Hungary, invited the Cistercian monks to settle in the ruins atop the hill. And oh, what choirs they must have seen in that silence. Those Cistercians. They didn't just pray, no, they worked the land. Vineyards unfurling like scrolls, fields abundant with life. Beneath their care, Petrovaradin started to become something. A real town, little by little. Traders took notice. Artisans set up stalls, drew wealth and stability like moths to flame. But even this newfound prosperity, well, it didn't come without shadows. Threats loomed, you see, always looming. And so Petrovaradin, that fledgling settlement beneath the fortress's shadow, found itself pulled into the ever-turning turbulence of history. In 1526, the silence of the Danube was shattered. The Ottomans came. They came with their banners, their cannons, their hunger for conquest. And Petrovaradin fell. Beneath the crescent moon, it became an outpost not for monks or traders, but for the empire of the Sultan. The fortress swelled with soldiers, their movements echoing within its cold stone confines. But the town below, well, it didn't sleep. No, it transformed. Years passed, and Petrovaradin became a crossroads, a bustling hub teeming with merchants and administrators. Their voices weaving a tapestry of languages. Goods from all corners of the empire exchanged hands in the market stalls that sprouted like wildflowers along sunlit streets, though always, always beneath the shadow of watchful guns on the hill. But control, you see. Control is an illusion, isn't it? What is conquered can always be conquered again. And in 1687, it was the Habsburgs who turned their eyes east. It is said they came like a storm, laying siege to the fortress with fury born of ambition and the need to root their dominion in something unshakable. they reclaimed it. And not just that, they redefined it. For nearly a century, from 1692 to 1780, they worked to turn this ancient guardian into a masterpiece of military engineering. A star fort. You may have heard of such designs. It wasn't just a wall. It was art. The tunnels beneath stretched on for kilometers, like veins through ground. It became, you might say, more than a fortress. It became a statement, a promise that Petrovaradin would never again falter to arms. And the town below? Oh, it thrived. Beneath the safety of those fortifications, merchants came alive, you know. Artisans unrolled their blueprints, craftsmen their tools and cultures. Well, they mingled like dancers on a crowded floor. The streets were alive, humming with life, but the fortress still loomed. Yet, history. Oh, history has a cruel sense of irony sometimes. In the summer of 1849, during the revolutions that rippled through the Habsburg Empire, the guns of Petrovaradin Fortress turned inward, toward Neusatz itself. Ironic, isn't it, that something built to shield would turn, in time, to destroy. And so under imperial orders, the cannons roared, their thunder rolling across the Danube. Neusatz burned. Churches, libraries, homes. Fire devoured them indiscriminately. A city reduced to ash and cinder beneath the fortress that was meant to protect it. Silence. Smoke. That's what remained. And the bitter memory of betrayal. The 20th century. What a time of struggle, of transformation. Petrovaradin. Oh, Petrovaradin was no stranger to its turbulence. The fortress stood, as always, high, silent. But what of those who lived beneath it? War, my friends. War prefers no one. The First World War brought fear and suspicion. Petrovaradin, perched along the Austro-Hungarian frontier, became something of a threshold. The Danube wasn't just a river then, it was a line drawn between loyalty and treachery, or perhaps between hope and despair. You see, crossing that river meant papers, identification, questions, uncertainty. Imagine it, soldiers pacing along walls older than their grandparents, the whispers among civilians in the town below. Who could be trusted? Who belonged? The fortress, once a silent guardian, now seemed more like a cage, its depths holding more than just supplies. Civilians detained. Camps hastily built within cold stone halls. Loyalty, I think, is a fickle demand during war. And then, silence, as the world stumbled into the next great conflagration. The Second World War. You've heard its shadow stories before, haven't you? But here in Petrovaradin, those shadows were very real. When Axis forces took hold, the fortress, that proud sentinel, was forced into grim service. Its tunnels became cells. Its walls bore witness to horrors unspeakable. Whispers of prisoners in the dark, prayers for freedom drifting upward where they mingled with the wind. Imagine that. Centuries of defense turned inward. The fortress no longer a shield for the people. But Petrovaradin's story does not end in the dark. After the war, the people rebuilt. They always do, don't they? Brick by brick, street by street. Oh, the fortress remained, of course, a silent specter watching over them. But its guns had fallen silent, its purpose transformed. No longer an instrument of war, but a monument of memory, a piece of history worn proudly on Petrovaradin's sleeve. Today, those who walk the cobbled streets beneath Petrovaradin Fortress might hear echoes. Not just faint laughs and voices of traders from ages past. No, something deeper, richer. In the alleys late at night, they say you can still catch the murmurs. Ghostly whispers of soldiers, some swearing allegiance to kings long dead, others lamenting battles they cannot leave behind. Legends like these, they're more than stories, aren't they? They're reminders. Reminders that history isn't just in books or stone. It lives, it waits, it watches. And so the town of Petrovaradin moves forward. Yet, the fortress remains, as all enduring things do. A guardian, a witness, a keeper of stories told and untold. On that note, dear listeners, I'll leave you with this simple truth. History has its echoes, but it's the lives we build that give it meaning. Until next time, good night, my kindred spirits.
Thank you for listening to another episode. Stay tuned for more forgotten stories, hidden places, and voices that time tried to silence. Until next time, keep your eyes open and your steps quiet. And remember, you are not welcome here.